This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. We examine common health issues in our series Vital Signs. In this edition, osteoporosis. The bone thinning disease is usually thought of as an older woman's disease, but men can also develop osteoporosis. I talked about this with Dr. Raju Paspula. He's senior staff lead physician with the Geriatrics and Senior Care Center at Parkland Hospital.
It's viewed as a silent disease?
Absolutely. When we are in mid-30s, we are at the peak of bone mass. We are in good shape. But as we progress in age, the bone density decreases, thus putting people at risk. People may not know about it until they have a minor trauma causing to fracture. Mm-hmm. Then in some people, they may have some vertebral fracture, the spinal fracture. They may not know it. They go to a doctor for like abdominal x-ray, chest x-ray, and they find that there is a problem.
You don't really know until the damage is actually done.
Exactly. And in some x-rays also, there's some thinning of bone. Mm-hmm. It's called osteopenia. That kind of says, okay, there is some problem going on. Person could be having osteoporosis.
It's usually associated with older women. Why are men less susceptible to osteoporosis? Does this have to do with the size of our bones?
Size of bone, and also we don't have problems like menopause, like women. Mm-hmm. At the age of 50, there is sudden decrease in estrogen hormone in women. We don't have that problem. That's why women are more prone to that, and they have more osteoporosis than men.
It's not common among men, as I understand it, but which men are at risk for osteoporosis?
People who have certain behaviors, people who drink a lot, people who smoke a lot, people who take certain medications like prednisone. And there is a certain treatment in prostate cancer. It's called androgen deprivation therapy. Mm-hmm. They give certain medications to cut down the testosterone. That can also lead to
affects the bone density.
Exactly.
Among the men who do develop osteoporosis, does age play any factor here?
Definitely. As age progresses, it becomes more and more prevalent. When you look at a person at the age of 65, approximately 25% have the probability of developing fracture at the age of 65. As we grow older and older, the risk is much higher. What they say is at the age of 90, one in every six men, they develop fracture because of osteoporosis. So it's more prevalent as we grow older.
Is that what, just because the bone density tends to wear down the older you are?
Yeah.
When men develop osteoporosis at an older age, is it more severe than it would be for women?
At the age of, I would say, 50, you know, the risk is less. But once we hit 65, 70, mm-hmm. the risk is same compared to women.
So how do you treat osteoporosis?
Osteoporosis
And is it any different treating men than women?
Not really. First of all, we should begin with lifestyle changes. I mean, if we have behaviors like smoking, we need to cut down that, you know, stop smoking. The other thing is, as I said, it's very common in heavy drinkers. The other thing is exercise improves bone density, makes bone stronger. So people who go for daily walks, regular exercises, they have a good, bone density. So that's kind of behavioral changes. But there is a very good treatment. We have medications, great medications.
Can you cure osteoporosis or can you just merely slow its advancement?
It can be cured, but the treatment is longer. You know, once somebody is on this, they should be on it close to 3 years.
Knowing that there is a cure for the disease to begin with, there may be some people out there who just may say, well, I don't have to worry about that. Why do I have to engage in exercise? Why do I have to practice all of these lifestyle habits in a good way? I know they can cure me of this if I develop osteoporosis.
But it can be too late. What experts say is, let's say somebody has a hip fracture. A man has more probability of mortality or death due to complication than women. So it's better to start addressing from the beginning.
Dr. Paspula, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.